Introduction. Do you think the phenomenon called religion exists? Or is this just a fallacy? If there is religion, does it restrict us? Or does it cause an inner awakening? Today I will share Ellen Watts's deep thoughts on religion. Ellen Watts is one of the leading mystical and philosophical thinkers of the 20th century. His perspective points to a profound inner awakening by questioning traditional understandings of religion and exploring the nature of the universe. Who is Ellen Watts? Ellen Watts was a British-born writer, speaker, and anti-religious thinker. Watts is mainly known for combining Eastern religions and philosophies with Western thought and has guided Western audiences in their understanding of the mystical and philosophical traditions of the East. He was born in Watts, Chislehurst, Kent, England. After graduating from London's Sebright School of Education in 1938, he served in the Royal Marines from 1938 to 1940. Later, he moved to the United States and started working at various radio stations on the West Coast of America. He gained a broad audience during his period thanks to his radio programs, which became popular in San Francisco. Watts's work is known for his deep knowledge of Eastern philosophy, notably Zen Buddhism, Taoism, and Hinduism. Through the books he wrote and the speeches he gave since the 1950s, he introduced Eastern thought to the Western world and served as a bridge in this regard. Throughout his life, Watts was on a quest to understand humans' connection to nature and the universe. However, in his own words, he noted that he was just an entertainer and was trying to share his wisdom. Watts died at 58, but his works and ideas inspired many people. Religion and Ellen Watts. Ellen Watts states that many people who want to make sense of their lives and find inner peace tend to take refuge in the framework offered by religion. Religion is a source of guidance, meaning, and security for many people. However, according to Watts, the framework provided by religion often leads to dogmatic limitations and restrictions. This dogmatism can put individuals' thoughts and experiences into a specific mold and limit their inner journeys. Watts argues that religion sometimes loses touch with universal reality and that symbols, rituals, and doctrines can obscure its original message. He believes true inner awakening is possible by discovering the individual's inner world. This means accepting religious doctrines and deepening through one's own experiences and inner intuition. Watts emphasizes that the connection people establish with the universe is possible through direct experience. It states that the individual must experience and understand their inner reality by transcending the teachings and rules of traditional religion. This involves a discovery process into one's inner nature and can help one know oneself more deeply, one's relationship with others and the universe. Ellen Watts calls a move beyond traditional religion and an awakening to the inner depths of the individual. According to him, people must focus on discovering, questioning, and understanding their inner potential to find true meaning and peace. Religion, according to Watts, can be a tool that can guide people, but it can often hinder true awakening because it contains dogmatic patterns and rigid belief systems. Therefore, according to him, true awakening occurs when the individual discovers his inner world and experiences the deep meaning of life. Emphasizing that people tend to discover their inner potential, Watts points out the importance of questioning traditional beliefs and increasing awareness of the universe's complexity. This process can result in the individual understanding their true nature and grasping the deep meaning at the core of life. In Watts's perspective, religion is just a tool, and true awakening is a personal experience. This means that the individual journeys, discovers his inner world, and directly experiences his connection with the universe. This process is a search for enlightenment and deep meaning in itself. Watts's religious teachings. Watts expressed his views on religion through various teachings. These teachings include: religion is a tool designed to lead to a deeper understanding of reality. Religion is a phenomenon that has existed since the existence of humanity and is an integral part of human life. Religions try to answer the fundamental questions of society, help people search for meaning, and regulate people's relationships with each other and the world. What's argued that many traditional teachings of religions needed to be understood and applied? According to him, religions guide us towards reality. They are tools designed to lead to deeper understanding. This view of Watts offers an essential perspective on the function and purpose of religion. According to Watts, religions are designed not only to defend a particular belief system or doctrine, but also to help us understand the essence of reality. Watts argues that religion uses various tools to achieve this goal. These tools include myths, rituals, symbols, and meditation. Watts argues that these tools can help us understand the nature of reality and establish a deeper connection with the world. Watts's view on religion is an important call to rethink religion. According to him, religions can be used to follow a particular belief and achieve a deeper understanding of reality. Some examples can be given to support this view of Watts. For instance, myths and rituals can provide metaphors and stories to help us understand reality's nature. For example, the biblical creation story in Christianity can help us understand the origin of the world and the meaning of human existence. Watts's view on religion may be inspiring for those who want to experience religion more meaningfully and more fulfilling. Watts's teachings encourage us to consider using religions to understand reality better. The primary purpose of religions is to wake us up. To wake up means to come to a deeper understanding of the nature of reality. This involves developing a new awareness of ourselves, the world, and our place in the universe. Many religious thinkers argue that the primary purpose of religion is to wake us up. According to these thinkers, religions are tools that help us change how we see reality. Here are some of the tools religions use to achieve their goal of waking us up. Myths and rituals. Myths and rituals provide metaphors and stories that can help us understand the nature of reality. For example, the biblical creation story of Christianity can help us understand the origin of the world and the meaning of human existence. Symbols. Symbolism is another way to help us understand reality's essence. For example, the lotus flower symbol in Buddhism symbolizes purity and perfection. This symbol can help us understand reality's potential for a model. Meditation. Meditation is a practice that can help us better understand ourselves and reality. Through meditation, we can better understand our thoughts and feelings and become aware of things beyond reality. Other tools religions use to awaken us include religious teachings, religious leaders, and religious communities. It's difficult to argue whether religions successfully aim to wake us up. However, it's safe to say that religions are an essential source of meaning and purpose for many people. Religions can encourage people to achieve a deeper understanding of reality and live more meaningful and fulfilling lives. Awakening means understanding the essence of reality. To awaken is to understand the essence of reality. To wake up means to come to a deeper understanding of the nature of reality. This involves developing a new awareness of ourselves, the world, and our place in the universe. Awakening is about understanding the essence of reality. Understanding the sense of reality is about understanding how the world and what we are involved in works. This can help us better understand ourselves, others, and the world. Waking up can encourage us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Once we wake up, we can begin to see the world in a more compassionate and understanding way. We can also develop an awareness that our life has a greater purpose. There are many different ways to wake up. For some people, waking up can be a religious experience. For others, awakening may be through spiritual practices such as meditation or yoga. For some, awakening can be through creative expressions such as art, music, or poetry. Waking up is a journey, not a destination. Making an effort to wake up is a journey that will continue for the rest of our lives. Religions can point us toward meaning. Religion provides tools that can help us reach a deeper understanding of the nature of reality. These tools include myths, rituals, symbols, and meditation. By using these tools, religions can help us reach a deeper understanding of the nature of reality. This understanding can encourage us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Here are some examples of how religions can point us toward this meaning. In Christianity, the stories and teachings of the Bible teach us about the nature of God, the importance of humanity, and the purpose of life. It can offer an understanding. In Buddhism, meditation and other spiritual practices can help us understand the essence of reality and the path to enlightenment. In Hinduism, various myths and rituals can offer us an understanding of the nature of the universe and the human soul's journey. Whether religions can point us toward this meaning depends on individual beliefs and experiences. However, it's clear that religions offer tools to help us better understand reality. Conclusion. This video can be a starting point for those who want to explore Ellen Watts's deep focus on religion, consciousness, and awakening more closely. Watts's perspective not only expands our world of opinion, but also directs us to search for deeper meaning by focusing on our inner journey. Watts's teachings include his call for questioning and inner discovery. Beyond religion, it teaches us to step into true awakening by questioning our thought patterns and belief systems. This means accepting the teachings and honoring our own experiences and inner wisdom. It shouldn't be forgotten that the inner journey of each of us is different. True awakening can be found through unique experiences, questions, and meanings. This text is an invitation to encourage you on your journey of thought and discovery. By watching the video, It's Time to Wake Up, Ellen Watts and Religion, you can get more inspiration from Watts's thoughts and begin your journey to discover your inner awakening. I wish everyone a day of deep thought and discovery.